Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show. Live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Hey, look, I'll tell you right now, DJ Brother Z, we got, well, I'm gonna need y'all to open up your arts, you know, for this third hour. Elizabeth Brown had to take a time out for a second because, like I said, she came in and surprised us today. She's dealing with a loved one that's dealing with cancer. And salute to her for coming on the show today. And she'll be back here in a second joining us. But we got Tyrone on the lines.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, man. Good afternoon,
brother. How you doing,
brother
Tyrone?
King. Yes, sir. Blessed, joyful, grateful, thankful in the Lord. I hope she make it back quick because I wanted to holler at her.
She on her way back. She had to take an emergency idea.
But Brother Z, yeah, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Milwaukee.
How you doing, Tyrone?
Hey, man, God is good. The sunshine, it's a little breezy out, but God is good. Blessed, joyful, grateful, and blessed, joyful, grateful, thankful for every day, man. And Badgers have already won today.
Hey, Badgers have won. Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Badgers have won. Marquette tomorrow. Bucks tonight.
Got
to get them Lakers because Steph and them got it. Actually, Jimmy Butler did it to us the other night.
Right. Well, Steph, you know, he practiced doing it to us.
Marquette doing it to man. We gonna have to sit him down and talk with him. When we get him back. What's up, man, Jimmy?
Hey.
But the Bucks had a chance to get him though. If you
they
know
did.
He's doing it, you got to do what you got to do to get him.
I think he got that confidence.
Yeah, right. You know, you got to, just like you know you need draft picks, they need to be trying to get out there getting that big St. John's boy, 6'9", 240 pounds, eager for. You know, young legs, man. I mean, I love you, Brooke, but, you know, if we don't do it this year, I'll retire or be gone because we need some young legs, man.
You can always come off the bench.
Yeah. You're always going to need a perfect. You're always going to need a rim.
You just want to speed it up a little bit.
Right. But yeah, all them, you know, Kalkbrenner at Creighton. Man, you need some young legs. You got all kind of young talent out there. Joplin over at Marquette, man, 6'9", 6'7". You know, you got all kind of good ball players out here that can make you better.
Right.
Instead of, you know, being stagnant with what you got. But anyway,
we got Elizabeth Brown. She's back.
Hey.
Hi, Lil Quinn. Tyrone been trying to
salute King.
You know, I got to catch up with you because I'm in my mid-60s, you need to know, and my lower back and my legs. I tell you, I sprayed years ago with the Roundup stuff, and the doctors keep saying, that wasn't from the Roundup, but they won't tell me what it's from. You know, it's lymphoma. It's a blood condition.
Okay.
I know that piss water came up some 10, 12 years ago, and I bailed that out my lower level,
mm-hmm.
and my legs ain't been the same since, you know, so I got to get with you on some of your concoctions there. So my lower back's been bothering me because I've played football and everything else, and I done hit the concrete hard. My lower back, my booty bone hurt.
Okay.
Wow.
Right.
So I catch up with you for some of your concoctions. But what I wanted to say was, very quick, I didn't want to suck all the air out the show. Condolences to your uncle and, you know, his recovery as well there, your loved one, and the family there. You know, I wanted to say this here because I'll get to the song here, Jerry Butler, another Butler, Only the Strong Survive. And I'll say this here because, like you said, evil is everywhere.
Absolutely.
And I got to go back to The Exorcist to bring this point home to us. The older priest couldn't bring the devil out the girl, Linda Blair in The Exorcist.
Right.
He died, so the younger priest took over and said, you know, you SOB, come out of her. And he was like, he was beating her. I mean, he damn near killed her there by beating her.
Absolutely.
But the demon came out of her and went into him.
Yes.
And he almost turned on her, but he jumped out the window and killed herself. You know, this is what we're up against in America here, you know. We'll be battling demons as long as we're here because they didn't know what they was getting when they came and got us.
Absolutely.
But they're trying to erase everything. Well, you should have thought about that when you came and got us. You can't erase us because the power's in the seed.
It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
So you can't erase us because the power's in the seed and we're here.
We don't die.
So as long as you see a dark-skinned black something, you know, we're going to be here. You can't erase that.
Definitely
can't. So, you know, I had to bring that in, the exorcist piece, you know, but the younger priest and with the Jerry Butler song, The Strong Survive, now he was singing about a woman, an older woman that broke his heart.
Right.
But that's an anthem for us because only the strong survive, and we've truly done that since we've been here. And it's a tearjerker of a song there. It's got a great beat to it. But only the strong survive, you know, and he says, hey, you got to be a man. You got to do it. You got to tighten them nuts up and just do it.
Absolutely. I mean, woman or man. But thank you so much. And let me know. You give DJ Brother Z your number, and then I can text you some stuff that's all natural that'll help you with your the ailing parts of I sound like arthritis, but I don't know. I can give you some natural concoctions that you can get and that you can some salve that you can create to put on there because it helps with my mother's arthritis as well.
Mm-hmm. Also, we got Rich Auntie Nina in the chat. She says, Tori, I would like you to do a segment on the signs of emotional abuse and manipulation. I would like your take on this and want to do it for an ex. I would like your take on this and what to do. Oh, what to do if an ex just couldn't let go and is threatening your life. What to do if an ex can't let go and is threatening your life?
Protect your life. You have to. Make sure that you protect your life and make sure that you don't, you know, get reeled in. Again, it's about preparation. When a person have given you a threat, take that serious.
Take it serious.
You know
always.
What I'm saying? And then it's time for you to prepare yourself because the power that an individual have with abusing you because they know the insides and out, you also have the power of knowing how they move as well, which puts you one up because you're out to protect your life. As far as them moving on, you can't help whether they move on or not, but that mean you have to accept them. You can't stop your life because they are threatening or trying to do whatever. It's time for you, Queen, to prepare yourself, get yourself in the best mindset that you possibly can. Because the reality of us when we're in these relationships, we feel like we can save somebody or they will say certain things like they want to take their own lives and things like that to get you to continue to perpetuate the same ideas. At the end of the day, prepare yourself mentally. Know that you've done all you can do. And right now, you're in a position right now where if a person threatens your life, it's your life or theirs. So it's time for you to prepare yourself and mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally.
And I think that it depends on the degree of the connection because sometimes people are living with each other.
Absolutely.
And you got to find ways to move around from that living situation when they're on top of you. Now, if they're stalking you, then you got to start making reports. You got to start making
Need
sure that there's a paper trail.
Absolutely.
That there's a protection order in place.
Absolutely.
And many times you got to be smart about how you go about the protection order because many times, you know, a lot of people get caught on the way to doing the protection order. So when you're moving, you got to move in strategically and in silence.
You have to prepare yourself again. If that means you getting going and get some defense, being trained on how to protect yourself physically, making sure that you're paying attention to your surroundings. Know that the person that know you, don't nobody know you better than you know you.
Right.
So you have to go to switching up how you move. If they know you from going one certain way, because we are creatures of habit every day, stop going those certain ways. If they're used to you seeing you or popping up at your job.
Or being at a certain family member house at a certain time.
All of that. Switch everything up.
Right.
Okay? Like, you have to switch everything up because, again, this is a person that you have cared for and they claim they care for you. But, again, like I said, never take no one's threat lightly.
Rich Auntie Nina goes on to say, I won't name names here, but I'm asking for a friend. They both listen to your show. I think he's showing signs of wanting to take her life. Hey, that's a red flag because I'll say this.
Take it serious.
Usually
queen.
When I'm dealing with these type of situations, I'm coming to move that person not
absolutely.
Only out of that situation, but I'm trying to get them to a family member that lives out of town.
Real talk.
Or a friend that does but that doesn't live here. Because mm-hmm. sometimes people get so obsessed
absolutely.
with a person that they're willing to
at all costs
go all the way
absolutely.
To a certain degree.
Absolutely.
And I think that's when you find yourself in a situation to where you have to get away from
yeah.
this.
Yeah, subtract yourself.
And be quiet about your moves because if you want to leave many times, you can't be so loud. You
get, right.
Sometimes you got to tiptoe your way out
absolutely.
Of some of these situations and be unorthodox on how you do it. You got to,
yes.
sometimes you may have to leave everything behind. You may,
absolutely.
You may not be able to keep everything. You mm-hmm. may not be able to, you may have a favorite couch in there. You may have yeah. a favorite something that
nothing
take,
is more favorite yeah, than your life.
That's what I'm saying. So sometimes you just got to get yourself out the space.
Absolutely.
And then try to move around in a way where you're away, further away from the situation.
Absolutely.
And because it depends on the degree of the yes. situation. Because I've seen many different degrees.
Yes.
But I've kind of battled the majority of them. Mm-hmm. All I'm going to say is when it's time to leave, when it's time to get out, a lot of people keep trying to reach back.
Of course.
And they know that attachment because you love that person. You
absolutely.
Have feelings for, so they play on your emotional strings many times.
Yep.
So you have to make sure that, hey, look, I'm about to go to the corner store and never be seen again.
That part.
I'm finna go get you a hamburger. You hungry? You want some? Yeah. You want a cheeseburger? Okay, I'm finna go get. And never, and just
never go back.
Get away from it because I'll say this: a lot of people try to hold on to the memories,
yeah.
or they'll try to hold on to something that keeps them in the space, even though they're being abused or emotionally abused. I even went to the point where now, as I go on, if you call me out my name, I don't want to talk to you no more.
Fact.
Because that it's a large vocabulary out here. It's a lot of words you could have used.
Yeah.
So when you start picking the negative ideas and referencing them toward me,
yeah,
and I'm supposed to be you're supposed to
love me. Come on,
that's the biggest red flag.
That's the biggest red
that you
flag.
Can overlook because you.
And
sometimes it'd be funny. You, but
it ain't never hey, funny when a person that's supposed to love you. Threaten your life. You're talking about taking me away from everything that I love and you claim to love me. That's your first sign that this ain't the person for you. The reality is a user don't get tired of using. You have to get tired of being used. And when you're tired, when you see it, remove yourself from that situation. And like I said, a lot of times people think, you know, calling the police. When you call the police, it's really be too late. You
right.
know, so you have to prepare yourself. Like I said, if it means you getting defense classes at the Y or, you know, is get yourself healthy, start doing things different. Don't go the same way home. Don't, you know, even if you have to like switch cars with a cousin, a sister or a friend, you know, you just have to change everything that this person was used to.
Mm-hmm.
So they no longer know you. You know?
Sabrina, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in. How you doing,
it's
Sabrina?
Me checking in.
Hey, salute, sis. How you doing?
yes, calling in, throwing you a flower to see you. I give it to you every day, but I got to salute you and bro today. So much love to y'all. Just calling in, checking in, giving y'all a little love while I'm out here doing my thing.
Hey, salute.
Much love to all you. Much love.
That's my baby sister.
Hey, what's happening then?
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I just checked in to say, you know, salute. I'm giving her flowers, you know, because she's been walking through, you know, some mud, you know. But we used to it. You know, we flowers growing out the concrete. We get it.
Facts.
But the thing of it is, I want to salute both of y'all, especially you, Tori. You know, I'm giving you your flowers as well. Haven't
bless
seen you in a minute, but
hey,
love is always there.
It's always that love, that frequency.
Absolutely.
For sure. And I'm going to be there to help Queen like I do every year.
Yes, so. You do.
I'm just checking in.
Out there with the picker looking powerful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love you,
okay,
sis.
Much love. Y'all
be
have
safe.
A good day.
Love you. Hey, sorry, God bless you. That's the, hey, look.
Hey,
let me tell
family.
You something. That's what I'm talking about.
Real talk. That's my baby sister.
Right. And I'll say this. You know, when we talk about people going through domestics, ideas mm-hmm. like that, you got to have an escape route.
Yes.
And sometimes we don't think about how to exit.
Right.
Especially when you're in it, in a turmoil situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you this, it's best to understand once you start realizing that this no longer serves you as a healthy environment,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you got to start from scratch.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you got to get out with your life.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what matters most.
No, if you can get out anything materialistic you got, if you could get out with the children, you know, what have yeah. you know, whoever's involved that mm-hmm. needs to go with you, sometimes you got to get out with the clothes on your back.
And you have to. And I just want her to know.
Don't make
that
a big deal out of it.
There is no shame.
Just get out of it.
There is no shame. Sometimes, you know, we have to call our abuser out. We have to make sure that the people around us know that this person is an abuser. A lot of times, you know, we suffer in silence with it because they thought it was a perfect relationship. Y'all used to be relationship goals and you don't want nobody to look at this person differently. But the reality is when you put it on notice, other people can step in and intervene, you know, speak to this person, somebody that's out there that care about this person,
right?
Who mentally right now is not together, can reach for this person and get them to understand that everything ain't meant forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So the reality, I think it is, queen, have no shame. You know what I'm saying? We done all been there. We done all done that. You know, some to more extremes than others. But the main idea is prepare yourself. You know, the threat is real. Anytime a person say that, you need to take that seriously. And like I said, have no shame. And starting over, have no shame in the fact that this is a person you used to love and things went wrong. A lot of people are dealing with their mental health issues right now. And a lot of us have the slave mentality. If I can't have you, nobody can, you know. And I would say, like I said, use your voice because it's powerful, too. And put everybody around you on notice so they can go to stepping in. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And looking out for you.
Well, we got this story I want to get to before it get too late in the week. A Milwaukee armed robberies, brothers were arrested. And also what's unique about this or interesting about this situation is that the mother was charged in the connection with
Man.
The sons out here.
Sick. To
robbing.
Say the least. Robbing.
The mom down with
yes.
this. Investigators say the teenage boys were a part of a crew that terrorized the East Side and River West last summer. The teen boys allegedly ran a crew that targeted women and couples, holding them at gunpoint and sometimes beating them and stealing from them. And the mom was in cahoots. Look, we got video of this, Truth Nation. If you're watching this, we broadcast live on YouTube and social media. Let's listen.
You could call it a family affair. A Milwaukee mother and her teenage sons are charged Bruh. In connection to a series of armed robberies.
Investigators say the boys were part of a crew that terrorized the East Side in River West last summer. Here's some video. Fox 6's Ashley Sears live in the newsroom. And Ash, you got some new information about how they were eventually caught.
Yeah, prosecutors say the teen boys ran that targeted women and couples, holding them up at gunpoint, sometimes beating them and stealing from them.
These are a number of felony level, high level counts.
A Milwaukee teen sits in court accused of serious crimes months after they were committed.
There are also allegations of violence.
15-year-old Darion Bearden has been charged with 24 felonies related to a series of armed robberies over the summer on the East Side and in River West.
It was a pretty disorienting situation.
In early August, police say Darion was part of a crew that attacked two people in front of Cafe Corazon on Bremen, hitting one man with a gun and stealing a purse. A restaurant manager helped the victims shortly after.
I could see the blood on his face and it was swollen.
Investigators say Darion's older brother, 18-year-old Kamarion, was previously part of the same crew. but arrested weeks earlier. A criminal complaint explains their mother, Reba, called Kamarian while he was in jail and explained she saw his friends on Fox 6 News committing the Cafe Corazon crime, going on to say the teen's brothers had $5,000 to $10,000 to use to bail him out, saying, "I've been up all night with them, and these boys working. I'm proud of them." Police say she was talking about the crimes they'd been committing. In late August, police pulled Reba over with Darion and another brother in the back seat. Investigators say Darion had a gun, bullets, and cash on him and found several stolen credit cards. Prosecutors say the boy will now pay the price in adult court.
I know it's high bail, but I think it's appropriate.
Oh, wow.
Court commissioner set his bail at $50,000. His mother was charged with harboring a felon and aiding back in January. His older brother is also in jail, charged with armed robbery.
Hey.
A family affair.
Hey, it's a family affair. And I'll say this.
Pray for this family.
This is why I try to say don't harbor.
Please don't.
Don't harbor people that's committing crimes, because look at this mother.
Ain't in a bed.
Kind of giving a positive energy to it, a negative energy to it, you know, praising this.
Yes, over a jail phone call.
And over the jail phone.
This is, it's ridiculous. And this is where we have to never condone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And especially as a mother, we're talking about sticking a gun in somebody's face.
She called it work. That Damn. They was working hard.
Creating victims.
Hey, like I said, you know, this mom in this situation, and in this case, you could say that she was a part of the problem, pushing for it. She deserves to be locked up too, because
condoned it.
You know, she was condoning it and encouraging it.
Pretty much. She's in her own words.
Yeah, she on,
via
she on the
jail
phone
call.
Talking. Hey, and when I say this, I hope that anybody that harbors criminals get the time.
Facts.
Because we can't continue to complain
allow people
about to
pray.
The environment, about what's going on, and you're not doing anything about it. Matter of fact, I can't tell you the number of people that I found that have committed crimes.
Come on.
The number of people that I found that have committed crimes that was living at a relative house.
Right.
Because they was broke right. in the first place. So they didn't have a lot of money to go and travel and try to get out of the city.
Right.
They right here in the city being harbored
mm-hmm.
on somebody's couch that's looking at the news, that's looking at social media. This person is wanted. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to come a time where that, you know, they're going to start enforcing you can't harbor a criminal and start giving people some extra, you know, on top of that, because you're actually keeping it going, keeping the chaos going.
And low-key promoting, you know. I used to work with troubled youth, and the conversations that I would have, because it was a couple of young boys that was, you know, out here robbing and stuff too, and I sat them down. I said, so when you rob somebody else's mother, what happens when you locked up from robbing somebody else's mother and then somebody robbed your mother, you know? And his thought process was like, oh, wow, I never thought about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to make sure these kids understand what's done to others will be done unto you. It's going to come back to you. There's repercussions for everything that you do, the decision making and all of that. It's never that serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, and to have an adult to condone this type of behavior is above and beyond.
And we talk about it all the time. You know, we talk about this all the time. We say, hey, look, if you know something, especially when it's innocent lives being harmed.
Absolutely.
If it's innocent lives being harmed, you cannot
harbor.
You can't do that. Mm-mm. You know, and I'll tell you this, you know, like I told my son, I said, hey, if you get out here and you harm innocent life, don't come my way.
Facts.
I said it when he was young, too.
Right.
This was something that I always told him.
Been bred.
And I said, when you make that decision.
Real talk.
You take me out of your life.
Facts.
But as long as you fight
I'm gonna fight with
being
you.
Being honest,
absolutely.
Trying to do the things the right way. We gonna work. We working facts. For the rest of our lives. You
absolutely.
Know what I mean? So you got to get them the choice.
Yeah, because I mean, it's consequences to all your actions. It's definitely consequences to all your actions. You have to make sure, we have to make sure that our children understand how real it is, you know. But when you have instances like this, because it happens, we have to make sure that we condone it. We not condoning it, rather, and we condemning it.
I agree. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back. On 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Salute to Elizabeth Brown. She had to get out of the studio. She had to get back on it. But like I said, you got our love and support. And your loved one is in our prayers for a speedy recovery. We got to head over to Atlanta. Two 19-year-old twin boys found dead in Georgia. They say the family don't believe the reports explaining what may have happened. They're investigating this story where the brothers, they say that it was the incident was a murder-suicide. They're saying it was a murder-suicide, but the family is saying that they are not capable of a murder-suicide. It could get tricky many times. I got another story out of Mississippi. The mom was just on the show, and they found her son hanging from a pole. And he went down there to be what he thought was his family, and not even 2 weeks he was found. They're saying that he committed suicide in that situation. So I can understand why the family would raise eyebrows. But we got video on this, if y'all watching as we broadcast live on YouTube and social media. Let's listen.
Found dead on the North Georgia mountain say they don't believe the reports explaining what happened.
Atlanta News First spoke with the family of Kadir and Nazir Lewis. The 19-year-olds were found shot dead last weekend at the top of Bell Mountain. It's about 108 miles north of Atlanta. Police are investigating this case as a murder-suicide. But family members say that sounds nothing like the twins.
They're not capable of murder-suicide. Like when we saw that, the article about them doing harm to each other, we knew right away that wasn't true.
Well, family members say the twins were preparing to start a clothing line together. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is now the lead agency on this case.
Hey, okay. Like, I'm going to try to keep everybody updated on this one because when families know their loved ones and they say that, okay, they're not capable, is they had dreams of starting a clothing line, then what happened? I've been looking a little bit more into this story, and I'll tell you this. I'll say this. I'm trying to make sure that when I can get the investigative ideas, because that's out there in Atlanta, and if I lived in Atlanta, I would have more resources on the ground to figure out from the people in the area or what could have possibly happened. But I'm going to tell you this. There's a situation with a mother that's here in Milwaukee, and her son moved down there to Mississippi and ended up 2 weeks later, they saying he was hung from a pole, or he hung himself from a pole. Well, the family is saying that he had all thoughts of starting a job, getting his stuff together and things like that. And, you know, the mother came on the show, and I'm going to bring the mother back on the show to give more details with the dad, because I want the dad to call in, because the dad was down in Mississippi, and I'm hoping that I can get a live conversation from him from Mississippi. So I'm working on that right now. But I'm going to tell you this. We know our loved ones. We know if something funny happening. And sometimes it be some cover-ups going on. It's not too far-fetched that things are being covered up. And we know that cover-up exists. So hopefully I can get a better grip on this situation and what I can find. I got some advocate brothers down there that's looking into it down in Atlanta. Hopefully we can get more details on this. Maybe I can get one of them to call in and talk live on the air about the situation. But, hey, my condolences to that family. And hopefully we can get, if there is foul play, we can get some justice for the victims. We got Brother Love on the lines. Brother Love, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, how you doing today, Terry Lowe, man?
How you doing, Brother Love?
Hey, I can't complain, man. I can't complain. I'm feeling good, man. I just want to first say I send my deepest condolences and sympathies out to the family of what happened to the beautiful sisters at that club, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that those black men that did that, I hope they get dealt with to the fullest extent of the law.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Hey, I agree. Sir. You know, like I said, and hopefully the community, because like I said, we put our calls to actions
mm-hmm.
all the time. If anybody out there harming innocent life, it's our duty
mm-hmm.
to make sure that they face
yes.
the consequences of their actions.
Yes, sir, Toby. And like you said, man, and I like that. And in my reflection of being cooperative and just a young man, I just want to congratulate you on your ability to deal with domestic violence situations. You deal with it. I ain't gonna front like I deal with it. I don't deal with it.
Right.
You deal with it. So I just thank God for you and you dealing with that and you being able to, and you deal with it. You deal with it better than me and you give great advice on it, even better than a lot of, you are a domestic violence advocate. And I just thank God for you and you got my prayers and my angels with you in that situation, brother.
And the thing is, you know, we just got to know how to handle it. And I appreciate you for tapping in. See, the thing is that sometimes people, by the time I get to the domestic violence, is at the point, it's at a huge breaking point where it's life and death. And salute to you, Brother Love, and I appreciate your kind words. But like I said, we have to make sure that we know that there's always a way. Don't ever let nobody make you believe that there's no way out. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more discussion, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Calling all black-owned businesses, owners and entrepreneurs, are you looking to share your story and grow your reach? We have teamed up with Associated Bank for our black-owned business give back. Each quarter, four lucky business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. To sign up your business for the business spotlight, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone right here on The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC. Hey, look, we've been having another powerful conversation today. We got Lana Banana on the lines. How you doing, Lana?
I'm all right. How you doing, King Tory?
Hey, how you doing, Queen?
All right. Well, that's a nice birthday gift for me that Liz came into the studio.
Happy birthday.
Guess what, Tory? Yeah, guess what, Tory?
Yes.
My birthday is tomorrow. Beep, 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 beep. Hey. It's tomorrow.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What you doing for your birthday?
Just relax. Relax, get some rest, and chill and do nothing.
Mm. That's nothing. That sounded stress powerful. Free. Stress free.
Yes. Yes, nothing. Do nothing.
We've been talking about self-care.
Okay. Yes. Okay, yeah, that's okay. I'm doing some self-care for my birthday. That's my present from me to me. Yeah. Thank you, Tori.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for tapping in.
Okay, see, what I want to say with the ex thing is, like, you know, with exes, like, why I don't have a problem with it, because once they're exes, I don't have anything to do with you. We can't live together. Don't call me. Don't come by. Don't write me. Nothing. We have nothing to do with each other. Nothing. Leave me alone. You know, and so, because I was thinking, like, in the future, you know, what if? You know, what if you keep coming by? What if we live together? What's going to happen? You know, things going to get worse. So nip it in the bud right there and then. Leave them exes alone. Leave them in the ex. Used to be, has been, was in the past. And if you have kids, he doesn't have to come over. You don't have to go over there. Just get a neutral person to come by and get the kids, and he see them that way. It's not one way to get to the Capitol of Madison. You can go in on Capitol Drive, or you can take the I-system. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I hear you. And sometimes you got domestic situations where you got to find a way out. And many times y'all done broke up, but y'all still together mentally. And you gotta learn how to find your way out of that. And I say, you know, sometimes, like I said, you got to leave, and you may have to leave a lot behind, or leave, get secure, and then, you know, work it from that angle. But I'll tell you this, you know, sometimes you just got to completely remove yourself, because the most important thing is that you are alive. You and your babies, if you got children, are alive. And that's all that counts. And sometimes I had to move people around with just a shirt on their back, you know, whatever they had on, because you don't know. It's unpredictable in those situations because it's highly emotionally driven. And sometimes people willing to, you know, as they say, they willing to crash out over, you know, those type of domestic type ideas where they don't even care about their own lives. So you got to make sure you secure yourself. When you're trying to move yourself around, you gotta get away. You gotta cut ties, go dark, get away if you can. Eddie, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Tori Lowe. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, brother Eddie?
I'm doing okay. I'm just finna to my doctor's appointment.
You got a checkup,
Tori?
You got a checkup?
No, I'm going to Rejuvenex to get shots in my knee, and they work. It's like a miracle. Rejuvenex.
Oh, something wrong with your knees?
Well, they're just a little tight, Tori. You know, I am pushing 60, and
okay.
I'm not as spry as I once was when I was 26. Mm-hmm.
And so you got to get your knees. Works. You got to keep your knees functioning because you got to climb that ladder.
That's right. I climb the ladders. I'm a real man, Tori. I don't get to sit in a fancy studio that was specially built for me at Grand Avenue in air conditioning with a hot tub in my office, Tori Lowe.
Oh, wow.
Okay? I'm a working class guy, Tori. I'm A man's man.
Hey, I'm listening to you. Hey, I want to get your advice on something, because we had a topic earlier, and I don't know if you heard it or not, but we were talking about men being able to express themselves and you know, expose themselves, become vulnerable to women. Can men become vulnerable to women and still be looked at as, you know, puff?
It depends on a couple things. It depends how much money the fella has. If he's loaded, he gets afforded being as emotional and vulnerable as he wants to be, because the women aren't looking at him as a man. They're looking at him as a paycheck, so they'll let him get away with anything. If you are a regular guy and you're emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, socially, financially, like, good. You have a good well-being about you. And you cry one time too many, women see it as weakness. And they'll say, no, we don't, Oprah. No, we don't, Dr. Phil. No, we don't. We want men to express ourselves. That's a lie, Tori.
Oh, wow.
Men always have to be strong. You know, let's say a guy's kid gets hit by a school bus and he dies. They'll give that guy a pass, okay? But a guy like these whining Gen Z and millennial, these younger kids from the suburbs who are whining all the time and crying like little girls, they won't allow that, Tori. They will not allow that. So they say one thing, and they really mean another, Tori.
Oh, wow.
Tori, on that note, I'm going to go. I got things to do. I got to get my shots at Rejuvenex. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, Tori. Bye, Zach.
All right. Thank you for tapping in, Eddie. Hey, look, when we come back, hey, I'll give y'all my final thoughts on the show. Also, there's one more story I think we need to talk about right here in the city. We're going to talk about it when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
More of the Tori Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to the Tori Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
False imprisonment allegations dating back years.
That's what our Bill Mistin uncovered as he digs into the investigation into a Milwaukee real estate agent and what allegedly happened inside of his home.
Mr. Chronister, in count one, you're charged with human trafficking.
Last week, 38-year-old Austin Chronister appeared in court, charged with sexual assault and false imprisonment. Prosecutors say these crimes date back years.
As the state is aware, after a search of the defendant's residence, is that
it all centers around this home on State Street. Newly filed court documents say police searched the home last week, the so-called House St. Pierre Chronister co-owns with Milwaukee attorney Kristen St. Pierre.
I'd like to speak to you about Austin Chronister.
St. Pierre has not been charged, but in her home, police were looking for contracts signed by two women to live there. Police say those contracts called for obedience and deference, honesty, collar, and sexual play, and requiring the women to change their last names to St. Pierre. Back in November 2020, a woman walked into District 3. She wanted to report she was having second thoughts about an agreement to be Chronister's, quote, servant, and was trying to get out of the relationship. The woman said she stayed at work late to avoid being forced to come home and have sex. The woman filed two restraining orders months apart. Both were dismissed for being improperly served. Then in May of last year, a second woman walked into District 3. Filings say the woman told investigators Chronister brutally sexually assaulted her. Both women say they met Chronister online. In Milwaukee, Bill Mistin.
Hey, I've been telling y'all, don't be meeting these folks online now. You might end up, you know, chained up somewhere. Like, you know, you got to be careful. These, it's some creeps and some real weirdos and creeps online. I'll tell you this. It's not just the kids. It's not just the kids that y'all got to watch out for. You got to watch out for some of y'all adults. I know y'all get lonely. What they say, get lonely sometimes. But y'all got to vet these people because you get over there and you get in these folks, you come by their house and you think it's Netflix and chill. And that's when it get real. You know what I mean? It can get real during Netflix and chill. You know, meeting folks off the internet is a lot going on with that. It's a lot going on with that. I'm going to tell you right now, this has been going on for the last couple of weeks, and I'm waiting for to see the contract, DJ Brothers. They said they had the contracts out, that these women signed contracts. And the lawyer, he was affiliated with an attorney with this whole thing. I want to see this. I got to keep an eye on this because this that next level. I'm going to make you sign a contract to human traffic. Who would sign that? I'm totally tapped in to see how they doing this. This that new stuff. This I'm gonna avoid jail for making you, you know. All right, look, it's the end of the show. I'm about to get out of here. You know what? Join me tomorrow for another powerful conversation, Truth Nation. Look, salute to Elizabeth Brown for coming through, taking a break from helping out a loved one. Hey, it was a blessing to have her back in studio. Also, my condolences go out to King Rick. Daryl Farmer recently passed, an advocate, a person that spoke out for a lot of people in the community, took on a lot of causes. Hey, Once again, salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. Keep your head on a swivel. Look both ways before you cross the street. Green don't always mean go. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris up next. Unaffected by they threats, then get busy on they. See, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up, when times is hard, you stand up. Oh, you be the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.